Thank you, Justin, and a good morning, everybody. We start off with a high school track and field cancellation for later on today. Beckman has canceled their girls and boys co-ed track meet in Dyersville, of course, due to that chilly, windy, and possibly wet forecast for later on today and into the night. As of right now, the West Delaware boys golf team scheduled to travel to the Tama Toledo Country Club in Tama to face South Tama. If it's not postponed or canceled, it'll start at 3 o'clock. The West Delaware soccer teams expected to return to action later on today as well. The West Delaware girls will travel to Center Point, take on Center Point Urbana starting at 4:30. The West Delaware boys will be at home to start at 5 o'clock against the CPU boys. To the world of Iowa women's wrestling, Ava Bayless has signed a national letter of intent with the Iowa wrestling program, and it was announced yesterday by head coach Clarissa Chun. Bayless is the number 12 ranked recruit nationally at 112 pounds. The Greenville, Pennsylvania native is a two-time girls national prep wrestling champion and a national prep All-American at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, Pennsylvania. She chose the University of Iowa because of the academic and athletic opportunities, she said. There's no better place to become the best wrestler she can be under Coach Chun and the support of the Iowa Hawkeye fans, community, and university. She is extremely grateful to be part of this historic team. Prior to attending the Wyoming Seminary, Bayless won 7 straight Pennsylvania Girls State Junior Championships and qualified for the Pennsylvania Junior Wrestling State Tournament. She'll compete unattached next year, as she will be with the Hawkeyes the following season. To national sports, opening day of Major League Baseball. A new season brought a new look. The Cleveland team took the field for the first time as the rechristened Guardians. Some players wore patches with number 21 to honor the late Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente. The National League moved full-time into the realm of the designated hitter, and an umpire announced a replay review decision to the crowd for the first time. The season officially began with the game at Wrigley Field as the Cubs hosted the Milwaukee Brewers. Andrew McCutchen got the first hit of the year and also scored the first run, but the Cubbies were able to come back and got a 5-4 home opening win over the Brew Crew. Ian Happ had 3 hits, including a tie-breaking 2-run double in the 7th inning. Nico Horner hit the Majors' first home run of 2022. And Japanese outfielder Seiya Suzuki reached 3 times and scored in his first big league game. Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-run homer and drove in 5 to lead the St. Louis Cardinals 9-0 rout of Pittsburgh. Adam Wainwright allowed just 5 hits over 6 innings of his 6th opening day start, but first since 2016, Nolan Arenado and Tommy Edman also added home runs for the Redbirds. Also in the American League, the Mets got past the Washington Nationals 5-1. It was Cincinnati over Atlanta, spoiling the home opener for the defending world champion Braves 6-3. And Arizona dodged a no-hitter by Padres pitcher and former Cub Yu Darvish as he no-hit the Diamondbacks through 6 innings, came back to pick up the victory over the Padres by the score 4-2. In the American League, it was Houston over the LA Angels 3-1, same score. Kansas City beat Cleveland. 13 games on the Major League slate today, as 26 of the 32 teams will be in action. The rest of the teams that did not open yesterday will open their new seasons today. In Augusta, Georgia, at the Masters, Sung J.M. was the clubhouse leader after day one. Tiger Woods had 3 birdies and a 1-71. M opened with a 5-67 to move 1 ahead of Cameron Smith and 2 in front of Scottie Scheffler, Dustin Johnson, Danny Willett, and Joaquin Neiman. Woods is in a 9-way tie for 10th place. He'll tee off an expected time of 12:41 today. Iowa native Zach Johnson is in a 17-way tie for 43rd place. He'll tee off at 11:24 this morning. The first group of golfers will take their first swings at 7 a.m. The early coverage can be watched on ESPN Plus and at Masters.com. ESPN will pick up TV coverage starting at 2 o'clock Iowa time. And in college hockey last night, Reggie Lutz scored to break a second period tie. Minnesota State scored three times in the third in the Frozen Four semifinal to beat big city rival Minnesota 5-1. As they advance the national championship game, Minnesota State will play for its first NCAA hockey title on Saturday night against Denver as they beat Michigan 3-2 in overtime in the earlier semifinal last night. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.